Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Menachos Daf Chaf Gimel. We begin three lines from the top of the Amid. Itmar, we have a discussion in the Beis HaMedrash regarding a koimetz de minchas choyte. So it's a minchas choyte that a sinner brings, which typically is beer. It's a mincha without oil. The kohen decided to add a little, to sprinkle a little oil onto the koimetz. So it was brought properly without oil. Then the kmitza took place. Koimetz, the minchas choyte, shishamnai. So he put some oil on the koimetz. Perhaps just to keep it together as a glob, so it doesn't fall apart. The question is, what happens now? A minchas choyte is not meant to have oil. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that, fine, it had no oil during the critical moments of kmitza, but now it's after kmitza. Perhaps you can add oil onto the koimetz. We have machlokes. Koimetz, the mincha, schayte, shishamna, rabbi yechon, oimer, posel. This qualifies the mincha, it has oil. And the Torah says it's not meant to have oil. V'resh lav g'shamar, he says just the opposite. Hu atzmoy, if anything, it's meant to have a little oil at this stage. M'shach shochay b'shiyar ha'lug. You meant to smear a little oil on this, so wipe it at the along the sides, the walls of a kli that has remnants of oil, leftovers of a different mincha, u'malayu, and put it on the mizbeach like that. They ask how do you take oil from another lug, from another mincha? It's now, that mincha will now be missing oil, which is meant to have. So the answer is just on the walls of that other kli. So it's not really significant. It's not factored in to the other mincha. You can just glean some of that oil and use it for your ask the Gemara about Ksiv, but the pasuk says lo yosam ole hashemen lo yitin ole levoina. You're not meant to have oil or levoina. How do you add levoina oil at this point? Says the Gemara, who that pasuk which instructs that no oil on a minchas choyte, that's official oil formally added to that mincha, but at this late stage you're just giving it a little smear. You're not meant to commit oil to the minchas choyte as you would on a regular mincha, but here it's just a little smear. By the way, here comes a question from Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish. So you say it's okay to have some oil on the koimetz? Mishnah says chorev shenis arev bebolol. You have Mishnah yesterday. Actually, it's a brisa. A little bit of different lashon. So chorev shenis arev bebolol. A minchas choyte, which is a chorev. Chorev means it's dry. It got mixed into another mincha, which is bolol, saturated with oil. What do you do now? Yakriv. You can just put the kmitza on the mizbech, no problem. And Rashi explains, because according to Rabbanon, we're talking about oilin, right? Carbon materials, they don't nullify each other. There's no bittul, no problem, keep on going. That is the chachamim. Rabbi Doim lo yakriv, you can't be makrivit. Because there's transfer of material, there's oil being transferred from the oily mincha to the non-oily mincha, which disqualifies it. There you go. Clearly, adding oil, even at this stage, is a problem. My love, let's assume we're speaking about this very case, as described. Kaimetz de minchas choyte, the arev becomes minchas nedava, we have a kaimetz of a minchas choyte, which is meant to be bare of oil, mixed in with another kaimetz, which is meant to have oil, and that's where the problem begins. So the Marlon, no, we're not speaking about a minchas choyte at all. Because within the standard menachos, the oily menachos, there are various brands, various types. Some have more oil, some have less oil. The the one of the Purim and the Elam that come along with the cows and the rams have less oil versus the one with the sheep has more oil. And that's where the mix-up occurred. Some of this got mixed with that. And that would present a problem because now there was transfer of oil and it landed in where, you know, into the material that's not meant to have that much oil. That's the issue. Loi minchas parim ve'elim ekmitzah ve'yah. Minchas and Sacham that comes along with the Parim Ve'elim, which are meant to be less oil, got mixed into with Minchas Kvasim, which are more oily. That's the issue. Well, that case is mentioned in the Brisa separately, as a different case. That's not the case that... But Behedik Tana, the Brisa itself already discusses that. A mix-up between Minchas Parim Ve'elim, Minchas Kvasim. And then it says, V'chareiv, a dry one, which we assume is a Minchas Chareiti, a separate case, inside of a bottle. Yikrav, and keep on going, or be done with Yikrav. So clearly it's... this very case, as we discussed, a dry with a moist. Apparently, adding some oil to a dry mincha is a problem. Peter should come and fire. No, the Brisa is not talking about a mincha. Rather, we're speaking about a mix-up between Parim, Be'elim, and Kvasim. The Brisa is just explaining itself. It's about one case, but just sort of explaining it in different ways. Parim got mixed into Kvasim, which is, the Brisa continues, Charev and Bolo. Relatively dry, relatively wet. That's the issue. But a minchas chayte, which got a little oil, by the way, that's not an issue. Fine. Okay, so again, we have a shayla. A minchas chayte, which is not meant to have, officially not meant to have oil. After the kmitza, he added some oil. Rabbi Yechon says, pasul. Rabbi Yechon says, actually, meant to do it, so that it stays together, it doesn't crumble. But Rabbi comes a new question. So he has the kmitza of a regular mencha with oil, and for some reason he squeezed out the kmitza over the firewood on the mizbeach, and some oil dripped out. So now the kmitza is missing the oil onto the firewood, but then he put the kmitza right onto the oil onto the firewood. So really he's burning it all together, but it's detached. The oil got detached from the kmitza. Ma, what's the halacha? Chiburi oil, shall we say, that the fact that he's connecting, mechaber, making contact between the oil that's sitting on the firewood below and the kmitza that's sitting above it, he's sort of connecting them. Chiburi, someone which connects to oilin, regarding the kmitza. Connects to the kaimat, which is an oilin. Ka'ilin dam, we treat that oil as if it's part and parcel. And reconnected it again with the kaimat, so we're back to good. Oilav, ka'ilin dam, what do we say? No, that doesn't affect a proper connection. It's not reinstated. The kaimat says, missing that oil. Amar le'ravino ravashi, oh, this is an old discussion back in Maseches Vachem. We're going to get a similar case of a bone with flesh. It got separated. What happened? Lav ha'inu d'rabi yechon shlokish. V'machloikis, v'tinu yechon shlokish d'itmaz, we learned hamale. So this fellow was outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's doing ma'ale b'chutz, which is navera, he's taking a portion of a karban, the limb of an oila, which has basar, it has flesh, and it has bones. In order to be chayif or ma'ale b'chutz, it needs to be at least a kezayis. Ha'ma'ale ever she'em b'kezayis. So he's standing outside with a piece of meat which is less than a kezayis. Doesn't qualify for the violation of Ma'ala B'chutz, but there's a bone attached to it. You have a kazayis in total. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv is fully liable. Count it together, you have a kazayis. Rosh Lakish Amar Potter, no, there's no kazayis of Basar. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, you know why he's Chayiv? Chibur Oilin Ka'ilin Dami? Because the bone which is attached to the proper carbon material, which is the flesh, it's considered one and the same item, so you have a total of a kazayis. Rosh Lakish Amar, no potter. Chibur oil, just because it's attached to the basar, it doesn't count. Lav ka'ilin damu. Apparently, they are discussing and disputing this very the point that we're talking about here regarding the oil and the kaimets. Is it connect or not? It seems to be subject to machlokes. No, said the Gemara, it's not really connected. It can go both ways. Because the two topics, two discussions, aren't really related. You can differentiate. Our question regarding the dripped oil can apply to Rabbi Yechonon, can apply to Rish Lakish. Why? To by the Rabbi Yechon. It could be applied to Rabbi Yechon. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yechon hossam. Perhaps it's only over there. Rabbi Yechon considers the bone as one with the flesh. Ela ba'atzam, regarding a bone, the mino, the basar, it's one and the same type of material as the flesh. It goes together, flesh and, you know, basar, adam, ba'atzam, it's all one entity. You can understand why it connects and counts it. Aval haidlav mino the kaimitsu, but here that the oil is not one and the same material as the, you know, the kaimitz, as the flour. Loi, perhaps you can't relate it and connect it. Then what you can say the other way around, just the opposite. Perhaps it's only there by the separated bone, or only by the question of counting in the bone. The bone there is actually connected to the basar. The question is, shall we count it in to the kezias or not? Ela be'etzem, that's only by the bone, the bar mifreshu, because a bone typically is meant to separate it, and typically it does separate, like very often on the once you put the basar on the on the zbeach, you know, the power of the force of the fire, the heat just splatters it and the bone separates. V'yiparish la mitzvah laduri, in fact, if it does separate and let's say it falls off the mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put the bone back. It's really not really one and the same as the basar. So you can understand why Rish Lakish considers it a part, and it can't be counted in as the part of the kazayis. Aval shema de labar mefarishu, but the oil from the kaimet is not something which typically separates. And halachically, it's regarded as the same status as the kaimet. Labar mefarishu, like perhaps it's different. And once they're touching, they're connected. Oidumo, you could say leishna. There's no difference between the bone, which is considered separate from the flesh, and the shemen, to be separate from the mincha teku, we leave it unresolved. So interesting question. We had a machlekes regarding mala b'chutz, whether the bone that's touching and connected to the basar is counted in. Machlekes. Reichen says yes, Rish Lakish says no, and the question in similar vein is regarding the oil that dripped off the kmitza. But it's now sort of touching on the mizbeach, is it connected or not? We have another shiloh about that, and we leave it as teku. Says the Mishnah. Once again, we're going to speak about various, mincha materials that got mixed up. We have two korban mincha sitting here, as yet untouched, meaning there was no kmitza done. So it's a bowl of, you know, dough. Two of them in the summer, they got mixed up, zubazu. Can I proceed? Can I continue the process of kmitza? Well, it depends. If there is enough discernible material, so let's say they fell into one bowl, but most of it is still separate to accommodate a separate kmitza, then you're good to go. Im yachal lekmo, it's mezu b'fnei atzma. U mezu b'fnei atzma. There's enough material which has not yet mixed up with each other. So you can do kmitza from mincha A, mincha B, without concerns of mix-up, ksheres. Then you're good. From lapsus, but if they're fully mixed up, you can't do kmitza. Of this mixed up material. Rashi brings the pasuk misalta, you have to take its flour. You can't mix its flour with its friend's flour. Next case, you have two menachas. You did kmitza on mincha one, and there was another mincha awaiting kmitza, and the kmitza from mincha one splashed into mincha B. You can't take the whole mix and put it on the mizbeach, because mincha B has not yet been nikmatz, right? And there's no allowance to just take mincha material before kmitza and put it on the mizbeach. So even though there's kmitza in there, you're stuck. Vim hikta, but if he proceeded without, you know, asking any questions. So ultimately, mincha 1 was accommodated because the kmitza material mixed into mincha B is still valid. Vim hikter, okay, so zusha nikmitza, mincha 1 which had the kmitza done to it, oilabailam, it counts, it works. But zusha la nikmitza, but mincha B which never went through kmitza, oilabailam, will not be counted as a successful mincha, the owner will not be credited, has to bring another one. Next case, nisarif kaimitza, so a kaimitz got mixed into its own leftovers. Okay, so you have one mincha, you did kmitza, and it slipped right back in, and it's now mixed into the shirayim. B'shirayim, you're not allowed to be makdish shirayim, there's a lav. Oy, b'shirayim shel chaverta, or it got mixed into the other mincha's leftovers after it had its kmitza done. Lo yakter, you can't proceed with the yaktara. V'mikter, lebailo, if he did it, he took the whole bowl, put it on the mizbeach, okay. So the one that had the kmitza done to it is oyla lebailo, it counts for its owner, meaning it's kasha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Suppose you have a mix between kosher meat and non-kosher meat. Nevela betela b'shchuta. You have two pieces of a shchuta, properly shechted kosher meat, and one piece of a nevela, of a carcass of an animal that died, which is asur b'achila, in imparts tuma, right? So you have two shchuta with one piece of nevela. So one piece got mixed into two. Nevela b'teila b'shchuta. It becomes batel in the shchuta. Rashi explains. So now if one touches one of these three pieces, he's not going to be tummy. We could assume that he's touching the kosher meat. It's sort of batel. Okay? And the Farshim speak out likewise regarding kashrus eating. It's considered kasher. She'efsha l'shchuta sh'tasa nevela. And he explains that, you know, we discussed this yesterday briefly. The coin to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, when it's min b'minay, two items that are the same type, it's not going to be batal. There's no nullification. They don't cancel each other out. You know why? Because there's no opposition, there's no challenge. Bittul is the end result of a challenge, of a fight. And the majority override the minority. But when they're both the same they're both the same brand, the same type, there's no challenge taking place, there's no bit. So we'll see in a minute exactly which opinion Rav Chisda is adopting regarding that discussion. But in general, we can fully understand in concept, something which is similar doesn't present a challenge. Something which is dissimilar puts up a fight. There's a battle, there's a challenge, there's a confrontation, and that generates bitul. So now we have several pieces, minority and majority. You have two against one, right? In this case, the shchuta is two and the nevela is one, two against one. Does bittul take place? Yes. Because although they're both, all three, or I should say both types here, are the same material, they're both meat. You think they're both the same thing, they won't be bittul. The answer is no, because in terms of the halachic standing and status, these are two separate worlds. This is shchuta, this is nevela. And since the shchuta, the kosher, cannot become unkosher, a nevela can turn into a shchuta, so to speak, it can lose its tumah. We're going to see in a minute that once it gets spoiled, it becomes kosher again, it becomes free of tumah. So the non-kosher can sort of turn, has potential to develop into a status similar to the kosher. So he doesn't present opposition to the kosher, but the kosher presents opposition to the non-kosher, because he can never turn non-kosher. He can't become tummy, he can't become an avail. According to Chizu, we focused on the mevatel, on the majority, which is trying to nullify the minority. That's going to be the key. And if he is different than the minority, if the two shchuta are different than the avail that dropped into them, it is now considered a fight, a struggle. And therefore, bittul will take place, and the shchuta, which are the majority, will be mevatel the nevela. And he explains, she'i efshar. Why do we say shchuta is mevatel the nevela? She'i efshar l'shchuta, because it's a different type of thing. A shchuta cannot become nevela. She'i efshar l'shchuta, shtas nevela. So that's why the nevela is batel. But suppose the tables turn. Let's redo the equation. One shchuta, one kasher, falls into two nevela. So again, the focus is on the nevela, which is the majority. When he compares himself to the shchuta, is it different or the same? The same, because nevela can turn into shchuta, as we explained. He'll become kosher, become free of tumah. So he doesn't present a challenge to the shchuta. He won't be mevatel. And therefore, if you touch any of these pieces, you can't know that you're tummy, because maybe you touch the shchuta, which is free of tumah, because shchuta does not transform, does not become converted, doesn't transform into nevela. Ushchuta, but one shchuta drops into two nevela. Ain't no batel b'nevela. We're not become batel to nevela. She'ef shel nevela, because when you focus on the majority element, which is the nevela, which have two against the one shchuta, that nevela doesn't oppose the shchuta. He's friends with him. She'ef shel nevela, she'ef also shchuta. Nevela can technically turn into shchuta. Can become kosher, become free of tumah. The Gemara explains delchi masra, because once the nevela spoils, past a certain point, parcha tumasa loses its tumah. Okay, so according to Rav Chisda, generally speaking, when it's min b'mina, the same type, there's no bitter, but we can somehow establish that it's not really the same type. In fact, when we look at the majority element, he's different than the minority. So he's mebatal the minority. Rav Chanina Amar, he agrees in concept, but he chooses to focus on the minority. That's going to be the key. The same idea, but just shift from the looking at the determining by way of the majority, focus on the minority element here, and if that's the determining factor, if he is considered similar to the majority, no bittul. Dissimilar, yes bittul. Okay, so same concept, just the item that's one trying to be bittul, that's the determining factor. Rav Chanina Amar Kol She'ef She'loi Lios Kimayu. The miut, right, the minority element, if he can become, develop into something similar to the majority element, ain't a battle, then it's one and the same type, there's no opposition, there's no challenge, no confrontation, there's no battle. However, if the miut cannot develop into the majority, battle, then it's battle because it's dissimilar, there's a challenge. I'll leave it to man. Now, regarding that general machlokes of yesterday, By a min b'mina mix, Rabbanan say, yes, there's bittul unless it's oilim, unless it's carbon materials, where we have a separate halacha, there's no bittul, but typically, even min b'mina is bittul, whereas Rabbida says min b'mina is not bittul. So our discussion, Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina, whose position are they adopting? They say, even when they're one and the same type, there's bittul. So this whole discussion is really a non-starter, according to them. Ha'amri, they say, oilim hulayim vatli adadi. Carbon materials don't cancel each other out. Avalim b'mina batal, but otherwise, even if it's the same type, it's batal. Look, we look at the similarity in terms of halacha, and that's enough to make bittul. We don't relate to the physical makeup, we relate to the halachic. So according to them, nevela, shchuta, in any configuration, there's bittul, because this is asur, this is mutter. End of story. Are we going like Rabbi Yehuda? Well, then there won't be bittul. Whether it's shchuta, nevela, shchuta, doesn't matter. They're both pieces of meat. Rabbi Yehuda looks at the appearance. Remember, we spoke about different types of bloods. Blood and blood are no bittul. So here, meat and meat is not bittul, regardless. Whether it's nevela and shchuta, vice versa, it's the same. It's meat. There's no bittul. There's a third sheet, Rabbi Chia. He says like this. Nevela shchuta betel zubazu. Yeah, a mix between nevela and shchuta can have bittul. Now, furthermore, let's elaborate. What is Rav Chia holding regarding the general question of the same types that got mixed up? Rav Chia, alibi d'rabban, whose position is he adopting? Alibi d'rabban is going to rabbanon. Again, it's not an issue. Everything's bittul. Ha'amri, they say only oilin are not hudlem matli adade. Hamin b'minay bittul. It's the same type. It's bittul regardless. So basically, we're repeating the same question. Call me b'mina or b'dilei batel. Any min b'mina, mina mina is not batel, irrespective of whether it's shchut or nevel. La'ilam ali Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chia is following Rabbi Yehuda, who says typically min b'mina is not batel, but he had a different understanding, a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that in this type of case there will be batel. La'ilam ali Rabbi Yehuda, v'chikam Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'mina, two of the same type, don't have bitloy batla, hani milecha de emfshar leilemi yavakava se. It only applies when, in fact, this can become like that. So two elements of this mix can sort of develop into, yeah, then we say they're too similar, there's no bitl. Aval hecha de loy emfshar leilemi yavakava se. But if the items are too, so far apart that they can't relate to each other, one cannot turn into the other, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's batel. So it's Rabbi Yehuda, but in a limited sense. All that Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mina, is not batal, but not always. When you could somehow figure out that one item can turn into the other, halachically speaking, for instance, that the nevela can turn into shkuta regarding hilchas tumah, regarding, then we say they're when they cannot. Again, min b'mina is ma batal, when they're so similar, but when you can figure out that this cannot develop into something similar to the other item in the mix, such as shchuta, which cannot feasibly turn into an avela, can become unkosher. In that case, they're far apart, there's opposition, there's a confrontation taking place, and there's bet. And the question just is, do we focus on the majority having potential to turn into a minority, or the opposite? Now, as a machlokes discussed before, between Rav Chanina and Rav Chisda. So again, it's Rabbi Yehuda, but when lo yevshalei lemiyavik havasei, when this cannot relate to the other one, he can't turn it, then there's bittul. According to one way, we focus on the majority turning into a minority. According to the other approach, it's the miyu turning into the whether he has the ability to turn into the rave. That's the setup here. Welcome again, machlekes. Here is as follows. Rav Chisda savar basam vatal azlina. We focus on the mavata, whether he can turn into the miyut. Rav Chanina savar the opposite, basam vatal azlina. We look at the bata, whether he can turn into the rave. Okay, so again, let's just recap. In the case of a tarev as a min b'minoy, according to Ravana, it's always bata, unless it's oilin. According to Rav, there's no bittel. Rav Chia understood Rav Yehuda to learn that even according to him, min is not batal. That's when they're absolutely the same. But when there's lo yevshel le mihavak havasei, if the mix, let's say, involves shchuta and nevela, and the shchuta cannot relate to the nevela, he can't turn into nevela, he can never become unkosher, he can never become metame, and you have an opposition, you have a confrontation, you have a conflict, there's a bittul. Now, as a starting point, the miut, whether you can turn into the roiv, or is it the other way around? That was the machaikis between Chanina and Chisda. Tanan, let's now take a look at our Mishnah and see if this works. Tanan. We have several cases of mix-ups in the Mishnah. First one is, Tanan Shtei Menachos L'Nikmetzu. We have two Menachos before Kmitzu and Sarva, and they got mixed up, Zubazu. Mishnah says, if there's still enough discernible, you know, separate material, go ahead with the Kmitzu. M'yachel L'Kmitz Mezubif Ne'atzim. Oh, Mizuf Nas, if you can get some of this out separately, some of this out separately, go ahead, kshavers, then they're both good. Otherwise they're psuas. Here comes the kash. So you have one bowl with two menachos partially mixed. You found a way, you've discovered some salvageable material, right? Mincha one is still partially unmixed, and you do a quick mitzvah right there. When you do that, what happens to the rest of Mincha 1 in this mix, in this bowl? It becomes Shirayim. And this Shirayim should now be Mevatel, the material of the second Mincha that's mixed in with it, and nullify it. And now the second mincha is missing material. How could you proceed with a kmitza on the second mincha, which is now missing material? Some of it is now mixed into the shrine of mincha one. But in this case, given the comments late mechada, once he executes the kmitza on mincha one, idach, the leftovers of mincha one, which is in this bowl, havali shrine, is treated as shrine. And that should pose a problem. And we don't say that. We don't say that the shrine of mincha one is mavatl. The tevil means the unprocessed mincha material of mincha B, which is in this mix. Why? Mani. Now, whose opinion is reflected in this Mishnah? Yid Rabbanan is going like the Rabbanan. That's definitely a problem. Amri, they tell us, yeah, material which is on the way to the Mizbeach is not mavatl each other. Hamin b'mine batl. But typically, min b'minoi is batal. And in this case, Rashi said, the shirayim of mincha one is not considered oil, it's leftovers. Men for the kayam, they should, in effect, nullify whatever is mixed in with them. El Pshit Rabbi Yehuda, only way out is Rabbi Yehuda. Since they're all the same materials, there's no bittul. We're not done, hold it. Because we've just concluded, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when there's a dissimilarity between the two materials, there's bittul. So again, we're talking about a mix-up, sort of a confrontation between the shirayim of Mincha 1 with the unprocessed Mincha B. And the mevatel is the shirayim of Mincha 1. The batel is the material of Mincha B. Let's take a step back and analyze whether these two materials are similar or they're somewhat dissimilar, which would trigger the bittul issue. So Bishlam Levandamar Basam Batal Azlina. So according to the opinion that we look at the minority, he is the determinant. If he can turn to the majority, then there's no bittul. Otherwise, there is bittul. Bishlam Levandamar Basam Batal Azlina. So that solves the problem, because bittul, the element that's being bottled, I mean the unprocessed material of Mincha B, which we're asking about, that it should be bottled into the leftovers of Mincha A, Havakim Avatal. He's not opposing, he's not challenging. In fact, he's very similar to the Mavatal, to the leftovers of Mincha 1, because he too will turn into Shiraim just in a couple of minutes, as soon as the Kmita takes place on Mincha B. So he has that element of potential within himself to become Shiraim. So he's good friends with the Shiraim and Mincha 1. They're both the same on the same page. There's no battle. Right? Because once he does the Kmitza of Mincha B, the unmixed material in this bowl of Mincha B, so the leftovers of Mincha B, which is now mixed into the leftovers of Mincha 1, is going to turn into Shiraim Kiyana, just like Mincha 1's leftovers. So they have that commonality between them. Again, even though Mincha 1's leftovers is not Shiraim, and Mincha B is unprocessed, it's not Shiraim, it's called Tevel, but in a second it's going to be Shiraim. It has that potential within itself to turn into Shiraim, so he's good friends with the leftovers of Mincha 1. They're both the same, and there's no bittul. That prevents the bittul. Kiyana. But that's good if we look at the bottle as a starting point of our equation. According to the other opinion, we look at the mevatel as a starting point of this process. He's the boss. So he's the shirayim, and he's trying to mevatel the tevel that's mixed in with him. So you have to evaluate whether shirayim can turn into tevel. That would preempt the bittul, but if he can't, there's a challenge, and there's bittul. The answer is no, he can't turn it. Shiraim, leftovers mikahavi tivla, how could he turn into tevel? Leftovers cannot turn into unprocessed. Lema d'rikar b'chia. It would appear that this Mishnah is in conflict with Rav Chia's concept. Look at Rav Chia. Says the Gemara, you know what? We have an easy way out of here. I mentioned this a while ago. That, let's go back to the Rabbanon who say, Oilin anam about each other. We're going like the Rabbanon. Mizbeach materials don't cancel each other out. They're unique. They're special. But here we're talking about Shiraim, which is no longer Mizbeach material. It's meant for the Kanan dancers. Even Shiraim retained that status. We have a special pasuk for that. Awesome. To Reb Zera, that could be answered according to Reb Zera. I'm Reb Zera. Nemrak Torah B'Koymetz. The Torah says, Vimak to the Koymetz. Clearly it's Mizbeach material. And guess what? Vimak Torah B'Shiraim. By the leftover, the Torah says, don't be mocked to it. So it's in a negative, but we see the Torah relates to it as something which is Haktarabol. So we compare the two. And we treat it like oilin, and bittul will not apply. Just like the kaimitz, which has the term haktara related to it, kaimitz do not cancel each other out. They're both oilin. Likewise, shirayim, even leftovers. Since Haktorah relates to them as well, in the Pasuk, Ein, Shiraim, Mevatlas HaKoymetz, they will not nullify HaKoymetz, and that addresses our problem. The Shiraim will not nullify the other Mincha. Okay, continues the Gemara with the next question. From the next mix-up in the Mishnah, and actually the Gemara will go with the second case and the third case, and the answer will pretty much be all one and the same idea, that there's no bittul, because of what we just said. Tashma HaKoymetz, in the next case, we have a a kmitza of mincha one, drop into a bowl of mincha be before kmitza. Lo yakter, he can't do aktara because he not be makter. Unprocessed mincha. But if he did the whole bowl put the whole bowl on the mizbeach, including the kmitza mixed in it, fine. Done is done. Zusha nikmitza, so mincha one which had the kmitza done to it, and that kmitza was now in this bowl, which now in the mizbeach. Also labailim is considered a kasher mincha, but usually nikmitza mincha b'bi, which have had kmitza, leyos labailim doesn't count, doesn't work. Now, the kmitza of mincha one dropped into a huge bowl of tevel, of unprocessed mincha. Why isn't it a bottle? We see that there's no issue. But loikim avatil, leytivel, lekaim, is the tevel is not vatil, lekaim, and the question is why? I understand they're the same material, but according to Rabbanon, even the same materials are bottle. Mani, who's speaking? Ir Rabbanon. Well, Ha'amri, they tell us, oilen, hudlem vatli, hadad, the only oilen, do not cancel each other out. But here are the second mincha, which is unprocessed, it's not oilen. Ha, min b'min is bottle, but regular min is bottle. El apshit Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, let's explore Rabbi Yehuda. But even according to him, when there's dissimilarity, there is bittul. Okay, so let's go to our next step. What's the focal point? The mevatel or the bottle? Well, that's the machlokes we had before. Bishlam elamadam basam vatel azlinan. So according to the approach that we focus on the mevatel, which in this case is the unprocessed material of mincha bi, which is trying to nullify the kaimets of mincha one that dropped into them. So we're safe. Why? Because mevatel av kebatel. Mincha bi's material is very similar to the kmitza that dropped into it, because it will turn into batel, meaning to say it's still pre-kmitza and it's awaiting kmitza. It relates to kmitza. It can become a kaimitz on its own, so it's very similar to the kaimitz that dropped into it. The chol pur to a pur, because every drop of that unprocessed mincha bi chazir l'mikum smineh is suitable for the act of kmitza from it, right? So in a way, you can say every particle in that bowl is potential kmitza material, so it's similar to kmitza, so similarity preempts bittul. Avali min min is the same min, avali min umin, umin min is lay batal, so we're good. Elamanda amavas la batal azlin, if we focus on the batal, on the kmitza that drop into the bowl, and evaluate whether he can turn into a similar state to the mavatal, to the unprocessed, that cannot be so. Kaimetz, mikahavi tivel, can the kaimetz turn into tevel? Of course not. So we should have bittul. Quote Rav Chiya, lemet loik Rav Chiya, so this mission is inconsistent Rav Chiya? Answer is like we said before. Hanamik to Rav Zera. Rav Zera taught us this huge chiddush, that all the material in a mincha is considered like oilin, and according to Rabbanon, oilin, not matl each other. Tashmai comes in the next kasha, the next case in Sarav Kaim Tzavi Shirayim Shachaberta, the Kaim is dropped into Shirayim. Lo Yachter, you can't do Haktara, you can't be Makhtar Shirayim. Vim Hikter, if he did it, also Labailim accounts. Same question, Vahachat Lehavi, Mevatel Kebatel. The Mevatel, which is the Shirayim, cannot turn into the Kaim, it's material which dropped into them. So, Bittul shall take place. Well, like Mevatel, Shirayim, the Kaim. We don't say the Shirayim, which is the greater share of the mix, not mevatel the kaimitz. Why? Mani Rabban is going there. Rabban v'chul v'chul. Till we end up, yeah, with Reb Zera. Reb Zera nemar k'tarav b'kaimitz, nemar k'tarav b'shirayim. Haktarav relates to the kaimitz, relates to the shirayim, and there's no bittul. Going to Rabban, oilan and mevatel each other. Ma k'tarav amur b'kaimitz, any kaimitz v'atz chaver. Just like by the kaimitz, where it relates to haktarav, there's no bittul. Af haktarav amur b'shirayim. Likewise with the leftovers of the or any mincha material, any shirayim v'atz hakaimitz, there's no bittul taking place. Tashmai comes another kasha from Hilchas Pesach, from matzah. Tivla beketzach. So he has a dough meant for matzah making. He spiced it up with some, what's it called? The kimmel, the black seasoning. B'shum shim with some sesame. B'chom yitav, all types of seasonings and spices. Kshero. Still could be used for matzah. Technically, it's matzah. El shenikra is matzah mitavelas. You got very spicy matzah, very seasoned matzah, but it's still matzah. Now, what are the proportions here? What are the ratios? Because some kedat that we figure the apish la tavlan tvemi matzah. What happened was he loaded it up with so much seasoning, more than the dough. So you have 51% seasoning, 49% dough. Why is it considered kasher matzah, which is meant to be made strictly out of dough, right? Chamesh yisaminim. So again, let's analyze the equation. Bishlam l'madam basa batel azlinan. If the focus is on the batel, so as we said, 49% dough, so that's the batel. That's the minority element within the equation. If he's the focal point, batel habikim a batel. So we're safe. You know why? Because dough can develop into seasoning. What does that mean? The chima afshuk, once the dough spoils, if you leave it around, it spoils, it can turn inedible and unsuitable for matzah. So halachically speaking, he has potential to develop, to cross over lines, to turn into the same status as the to adopt the same status as the mavatla, as the 51% seasoning with respect to matzah use. The lchimi afshavale ketavlin turns into tavlin. So now he's similar in nature to the tavlin. That turns into the min b'minay. Same type, no challenge, no confrontation, no conflict, no bittul. So you have dough and you have matzah. But if the starting point is the other way around, the focal point is the mavatl. If the focus is on the mavatl, 51% seasoning cannot be upgraded into dough. It can become kasher dough. It can become matzah material. Tavlin mikava matzah. Can tavlin become matzah? Of course not. It can't turn into dough. It can't turn into suitable matzah material. So he's dissimilar. It's min b'she'ne mine. Confrontation occurred. Conflict occurring. There should be bittul. The dough should become bittul. It should not be kasher for matzah. Says the Gemara, hold it. We're not speaking about such drastic proportions. Actually, just a little bit of seasoning. So the tables turn. Hachamai skin was speaking to Le'avish Le'tavlin. He didn't add that much seasoning. So in fact, the ruba matzah, it's mostly matzah, 51% kasher a dough. And that explains why it works. So the dough is certainly not going to be batel to the small amount of seasoning. The ikanami, the wording of the braisa indicates as such as well. The tani, it says matzah, it's called matzah. Apparently that's the majority stake here, is dough. It's considered seasoned matzah, that's what you call it, but it's mostly matzah, mostly proper dough. So there's no issue of bittul. Phew, okay. So the first discussion was a little oil that was sprinkled on the kaimitz, machlekes there, but another shaila regarding the oil that dripped out of the kaimitz, and the kaimitz was sort of connected to it and put on the mizbeach. Is that going to be good? We had a take on that. We had several cases of mincha mix-ups. And then we discussed, in general, the idea of min b'minoy, according to Rabbanim, there's bittul, except if it's oilin. And the chiddush was that even shirayim, any mincha material is considered not bittul enabled, because of Rabbi Zeir's chiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoy is bittul, but according to Rabbi Chiya's understanding, in some cases there won't be bittul. If you can determine that this element cannot relate to the other element, it can't turn into that, it can't adopt that status, so there's no bittul. And there was a question of whether we focus, the starting point is on the mavatl, and whether he can turn into bittul, or is it bittul turning into mavatl? That was the machlekes and chizner of Chanina, and we explained the Mishnah according to all opinions. All the best to you, and hatzlacha rabbah.